Alrighty, well, we're going to spend some more time in God's Word as we do each fellowship. And we're continuing on our series of manifesting God's power. And we're going to continue with gifts of healing. We've been dealing with gifts of healing. And it is God's absolute will for people to be healthy. And if they're not healthy, to get healthy. He really wants us to be completely healthy. Who knows the scripture, 3 John 2, by memory? Connie, would you say it, please?
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
Right. God wants us healthy. And it's a promise from Him. Healing is available for all people, whether they are a believer or a unbeliever. God's goodness is upon all men. Just like He puts the sunshine on all people and the rain on all people. It's not just sunny where the believers are. Healing is available to all. Healing is available to all. And God designed our bodies to heal naturally. He designed our bodies. He made them, figured it out, and our bodies will heal. Like if you get cut, unless there's something wrong with you, that cut will heal on its own. A lot of things happen, our bodies just heal. Sometimes we, however, have a weak body and a sickness will overcome our body or a disease, and it'll get to a point where it's trying to heal on its own, but it's working too hard and it's not happening. And at that point, God has provided other means of getting healed, one of which is believing His promise of healing. There was promises in the Old Testament for the believers to be healed. There's promises in the New Testament concerning healing. Our biggest one that we can hang our hat on is what the Lord Jesus Christ did, the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore or carried our sicknesses. He bore the sin of mankind. And healing is one of those benefits from what Jesus Christ accomplished. So that's the biggest thing that we have available to us is a promise, and we believe that and recognize it, and we can receive healing from God Almighty. Another means that God has provided in the Old Testament was the Passover. The believers would go through the Passover, and often people would be healed from that. So, like when the children of Israel left Egypt, the last thing they did before they left Israel or Egypt was they had the Passover, and all those Israelites were healthy when they exited out of Egypt. Another means that God has provided is ministering healing by way of gifts of healing, and that's what we're dealing with now. But ministering healing, where you get to minister healing to another individual and bring to pass healing. Another one is herbs. God's given herbs on earth for the service of mankind. Part of that is to help bring to pass healing. And another one, which is not necessarily the work of God, but it's medical means. Mankind has studied the body, the human body, and continues to do so all around the world. And has figured out some things of how the body works. There's surgery, there's medicines, there's a lot of things. So, and we call that third aid. You know, there's nothing wrong with having gone to a doctor or to a medicine man to get healing. You know, God just wants us healthy. So if we go to God and get healed, and any way that is available is wonderful, wonderful. Within these bounds. Now, there's a thing called psychic surgery, which we didn't get involved with at all. There are things that the devil has provided for healing. We don't want to go that route. It is an actual healing, but it's a fake healing. I mean, the person gets healed, but there's always a price to pay. And I don't think any of us are really interested in that. But there are people that do so. But that's not what I'm talking about as far as healing from God. So But we're going to continue with gifts of healing. Gifts of healing is where you, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the manifestation of believing, can bring to pass healing according to what God revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. And we all can operate that. All of us. As long as we're born again. Is there anybody here not born again of God's Spirit? Raise your hand. We all have the ability within us. We operate that Spirit of God, which is power. We heard it in manifestations again today. God said it. You know, we can operate His power, and healing is available by way of that. So today, what I'd like to do, I'm going to pass out these sheets. This is a photocopy. We're just going to go in a circle both directions. You can just pass those over. I'll get Faith and Rich over here. This is a list of healings in the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a pretty complete list. And one way of learning any subject of God's Word is to study the scriptures that deal with it. And so this is helpful. A great thing to do is to just go through all the ones in the Old Testament, study the circumstances that were involved, see what God did, see what the people did, see what the results were. Go through the New Testament again and see what happened. And as we do so, we gain a perspective of what God makes available and how He does it. So it's a great sheet. And what we're going to do is we're going to do the ones in Matthew this morning. We're just going to go right through these scriptures here. And a great tool in research is just to read what's written, read the context in which it's set, which we're not going to do today because of time. But when we go through these, a great thing to do is to read the context of what was going on before, what went on afterwards, who was involved, who was not involved. What was it that was done? How did it happen? Why did it happen? And we gain insight. So we're going to start in chapter 4 of Matthew. This will be easy because we're going to stay in Matthew and we're just going to go right down the chapters. But chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers," or the word divers could be translated many, "with many diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." All sicknesses, all diseases. Sure does show that there's not a problem out there, sickness-wise or disease-wise, that God can't help. Nobody has something that's so bad that you can't get fixed from. Even dying, which is about the ultimate for sickness. God can fix that one, which we'll see that in these scriptures too. But wow, look at that. It's just amazing. God is interested in people getting healed. Chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Immediately. Chapter 8, verse 5. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him." A centurion is a Roman soldier overseeing 100 people. So that's why they're called centurions, because of the the centurion, the 100 people, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home of sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have found not so great faith or believing, no, not in Israel. We have a great faith here. over there. Grace over here. Great grace, great faith. Anyway, faith didn't like that. Okay, verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith or great believing, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east. We're going to skip verses 11 through 13. 12. Verse 13 says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, this was the response Jesus gave to this guy's statement, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus would come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the devils with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare or carried our sicknesses. Now, as we go through these, just notice how the different ways that Jesus Christ ministered healing. These are all things that he did by way of gifts of healing, operating the that manifestation. Jesus Christ had the Spirit upon him. He was able to operate the gifts of healing, just as we can, and many different ways in which it's operated. Like the centurion, he just said, go your way, and according to your believing, it's going to happen to your servant. He didn't go there. And the guy got healed. Peter's mother, he touched her, and she got healed. These devil spirits, people that were possessed, he spoke with his word, and they left. It's the operating of the gifts of healing that did it. But there's many ways of doing it. And next week, we're going to look a little closer on how he actually did these. But as we read these, to gain an understanding, all these scriptures that we're reading deal with gifts of healing. That's what he did to help people. He's operating gifts of healing. Let's see. We're in verse 17. We're going to go to verse 28 of chapter 8. Verse 28. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. You know, as people walked around, they always avoided that area. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, allow us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Well, that's a loss to those people. the greatest healer on earth, they were telling him, go away. Not a good thing there. But fear was the motivating factor there. Chapter 9, verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their believing, saith unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? He knew their thoughts, which was by revelation. It is not available to read a person's mind according to God's word. Faith is sitting over there right now. I can't tell you what her mind is thinking. I can't read her mind. I can't so zone into Faith that I can read what she's thinking. But God can tell me what her thoughts are. I can't read. It's not like I can read the mind, but God can tell us what an individual's thoughts are concerning something. And that's what happened here. There's a fine line between, you know, reading minds, which people try to do, but it's using devil spirits, and God revealing to you where a person's thinking is. Verse 4, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, God was showing that Jesus what they were considering and thinking about. And he says, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? So apparently it wasn't a real positive thing they were thinking. These guys just saw Jesus tell this man, you know, thy sins are forgiven. These guys are thinking evil. God reveals it to Jesus. Verse 5, For whether is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. They were just so thankful that God had given power to Jesus Christ to minister healing. And he's also given it unto us. Let's see here. Verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy believing hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. One thing that you'll notice in many of these scriptures is there's believing required. Either it'll specifically state it, or it's pretty easy to tell, but believing is required when it comes to healing, both of the minister and of the one needing healing, which is really wonderful because it deals with God's free will. He won't possess a person or force a person to get healthy. Sounds goofy, but he won't. He won't force you to get healed. You have to want it. And a great point concerning healing that we see in the scriptures, these are just incredible records of God, people getting healed, of a man who happens to be our Lord, rose up in his believing of what God said was available and did it. Believed to minister healing and all kinds of sicknesses he delivered people with from by way of the power of God that he operated. And if we don't see these things in our lifetime, we still speak them because it's truth. This is the truth of God's word. Whether we never, ever get healed of something, it's still God's word and God's will to speak about healing. You know, it's just the way it is. And as we think about it, teach it, read it, it just, our minds, the way our minds are, we become more and more acclimatized to accepting it and believing it. And sometimes some of us have bigger roadblocks in our brains than others in accepting healing or other things. And we're never wrong to speak about how God can heal. You know, what if you are sneezing your head off and got a terrible cold? And you can you witness to somebody and talk about God's healing?
Sure.
If they say, well, what are you sneezing all for? It doesn't matter. God, it's God's word, whether we ever manifest or not. It's always the truth of God's word. So it's great to read these records, but never be intimidated. Holy smokes, I'll never be able to do that. We just speak what God's word says. And if it doesn't come to pass today, it can come to pass tomorrow or the next day or the following day. It's going to come to pass because God says it will. It's going to come to pass. So, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy believing hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said, yea, Lord. And then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your believing, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly or immediately charged them. I think it was MasterCard he used back then. Straightly charged them. Saying, see that no man know it. But when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled. They were blown away. They were flabbergasted, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Let's see, verse 31. Now we're going to go to chapter 11. Nothing in chapter 10. Chapter 11, verse 4. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do and hear. This is referring to John the Baptist. And that the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Chapter 12, verse 10. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? This is the Pharisees in the temple, or in the synagogue, asking Jesus about this. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold on it and lift it out. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Boy, they were blessed with his actions. It's a bad place to get in your mind when you look at God's people getting healed and you think evil about it. And that's how they got to that point. Verse 15. Now this verse 15 is not on your list for some reason, but it should be. Verse 15 says, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. He healed them all. Chapter 12, verse 22. I'd hate to be in the crowd following Jesus Christ, and he's healing all these people, however many there were, and I had a physical need, and he, you know, he's, you're next. And he goes, time out, gotta go. He healed them all, whatever that entailed. I don't know if it's tens, hundreds, thousands, but it says he healed them all. All that were there that needed healing, he believed to heal. And that takes energy, it takes a desire to help, takes time. And he was willing to do that. He healed them all. Chapter 12, verse 22 says, and again, great thing to do is to read the context in which that verse is, like, we're going to read one verse here, to read the context of what was before and after. Verse 22, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed them, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Had a little question there. Verse chapter 14, verse 14. 14, 14. There are three people that went before Jesus Christ, because it says, and Jesus went forth. Three people before him. Anyway, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet or adequate to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, O Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy believing. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Casting out of a devil spirit is healing, is a type of healing. And she wasn't even present. He cast it out. It just teaches us a lot about what's available as gifts of healing. It's an operation of great, great power. Verse 28, we read, verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh or close unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. You know, just brought them right before Jesus. Here they are. And he, what?
Healed them.
He healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. There was a man in the book of Acts, remember him, Simon the sorcerer? And he healed people, but it always brought glory unto Simon the sorcerer. The focus became on the man. He had the ability because he was operating devil spirits and healed people, did great wonders. But it brought glory unto him and not unto God. Anytime it's from the true God, the glory goes to God Almighty. You'll see that in the pattern of any scriptures that deal with healing from the true God. Chapter 17, verse 14. And when they were come to the mount, a multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Jesus answered and said, O faithless, or lack of believing, and perverse nation, or generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Incredible. Chapter 19, verse 2. Let's get a running start. We'll read verse 1. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Chapter 20, verse 29. He did a lot of healing. Verse 29, and as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Touched their eyes. Chapter 21, verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Right there in the temple. The ones that couldn't see, and the ones that had trouble walking, the lame. Had something wrong with them in their physical sense. And he healed them. We're going to go to one more scripture. It's actually in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. In light of these scriptures that we just read and seeing how Jesus Christ healed people, not just some people, but all those that had need that came to him, looking for healing, who were believing for God to heal him or her. This verse of scripture is just tremendous and something that we continue to build in our thinking and acknowledgement on a day-to-day basis. Jesus Christ speaking to believers. Verse 12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." What a verse of scripture to live in our hearts. We do believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the gift of Holy Spirit. We have the ability to operate the same manifestation that Jesus Christ operated. And he said, "The works that I do shall you do also." That's that's quite a statement. And it is available. What Jesus Christ did, we can do also. It's great. And that's what the truth of God's word is. And that's what we speak. Whether or not we at this time are manifesting all that, doesn't matter. God says we can do it. We can heal. God brings deliverance. That's what we speak. And as we continue to stay faithful to that, we've seen, continue to see more and more and more healings, because we're getting to a point where we're acknowledging what God has made available and saying, yep, that's available. It's just a tremendous verse. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works." The greater works is actually that we are able to speak the words of God that bring a person to a point of getting born again. That we can, because the getting born again is the greatest miracle of all time. That a person can go from life unto death, boom. From death unto life. Got it reversed there. And he wasn't able to do that. He was not able to get them to have the gift of Holy Spirit. But we can. And it's a great privilege to be able to speak the word about Romans 10, 9 and 10 and help somebody get born again of God's Spirit. And that is a great work. So, next week what we're going to do is we're going to go over how to minister healing. How do you operate the gift of healing? Because like all the other manifestations we've gone over how to do it. And it is simple. It is easy. It simply takes believing. Take somebody that's sick around you. And we can operate it. And so if you have time this week, I would suggest just going through as many of these scriptures, if not all of them, that you can go through and just get a sense of these scriptures. The ones in the Gospels, some of these that we read today is the same account, but in a different Gospel. Sometimes it gives a little bit more information. Sometimes it gives less information. Sometimes they're similar, but they're not the same incident. Similar incidents, but not the identical one. But all of it shows about healing. So we'll go through some of these next week in light of ministering healing, what he did to do it, what he didn't do, and just take note as to what were things that he did do or didn't do. And thought it would be wonderful to see. So, what do you think, Marilyn? Speechless.
The first time.
Okay, so I'm going to pray. God, thanks for your wonderful word, for the greatness of what it reveals to us concerning healing, concerning health, what your will is, and for the great things that Jesus Christ did walking with you in light of this subject of healing, and how he walked the greatness of your power, walked with believing, and met the needs that were at that day and time concerning healing. And God, thanks for showing us and helping us to rise up in our walk and operating that manifestation of gifts of healing, and that we can help one another as the needs arise. And for great boldness, and for great deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.